Gio, you often ask when I will make my return to the stand-up stage.
I asked that?
A couple of times.
Oh, I don't recall.
Well, it's been a while, so you probably have forgotten.
Oh, yeah. I often sit around my house at night and ponder, damn, wonderful. I wish I could attend a Cat Named Mo stand-up show.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Gio. That day or night, if you will be this Saturday, February 10th. I'll be out at the Divine Brewing Company in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Oh, damn. I'm out of town.
It's 8 o'clock showtime.
Nah, I'm going to miss it.
Ah,
sorry.
Man.
Maybe next time.
Jerrica, can I count on you to be February 10th out at the February at the Divine Brewing Company at 8 o'clock to see my return to the stand-up stage?
I mean, had you told me ahead of time.
Whatever.
I have to work.
Pass.
So, yeah.
Pass.
Break a leg.
Big time pass.
Well, if you live in the Palm Harbor area and you've got
nothing to do.
Oh, that's just mean.
Listen, the people that show up are going to show up. I'm just mentioning it. This is the beauty part of stand-up. If there are two people in the crowd, I get the same amount of pay as I do if they're 200.
Oh, is that the great
part? That's the great part about stand-up. Whether it's 200 or two, the check is going to be the same amount.
I like the low bar. That's good.
So I don't give a damn.
Hey, man, I'm sure it's going to be great.
I think you're overestimating.
I'm sure you'll sell out the Divine Brewery.
Divine Brewing Company. It's the second time I've been there. It's a damn fine place, by the way. Damn fine brewery.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I would hate for you to go back to a dump.
I've done that as well. I have no problem doing that also.
Did you see that I was reading this article, the Kentucky State Police had to issue an apology based on a tweet about the Super Bowl?
No, I did not read this.
The tweet says this: enjoy watching Rob Gronkowski play, but if you drink and drive, your tight end might end up in jail. And they put a picture of a soap on a rope. Later on, they had to issue an apology and take the tweet down.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you their apology. Says, the Kentucky State Police apologizes for the inappropriate tweet that appeared on our Twitter feed earlier tonight. Making light of sexual assault is never acceptable. And we apologize for the distress this tweet caused, particularly to the victims of these heinous crimes. Kentucky State Police is committed to protecting against sexual assault and fighting for justice for all victims. This tweet made by an individual employee does not represent KSP or our mission.
Is it making light of sexual assault, or is it just saying, hey, you play, this is how you may have to pay?
It's kind of making light of sexual assault.
Yeah.
It is?
It is, yeah.
Well,
it's
saying drop the soap?
Yeah.
Remember,
I know what the implication is.
Again, Jerrica.
Yes.
I've never been locked up behind bars.
Nor
so,
I.
So I can't comment on these type of things because I really have no insight.
Right.
So, but Mo, you being the only one in the room having been incarcerated, maybe you can provide the insight we're looking for.
I have no insight into that particular arena.
Do you feel this was insensitive for your stint in the clink?
No. Listen, I didn't have a stint and I wasn't in a clink. What is it, 1950? Listen. Again, I don't think it's making light of sexual assault. It's just saying, hey, it's a whimsical way of saying
your tight end may end up in jail with a picture of a soap on a rope on the floor.
Is anybody going to say their end isn't tight? If you ask me if mine is, I'm going, absolutely it is.
Is that what you told the guys when you were locked up? Was that the?
Yeah, that's how I opened up the conversation.
Is that how it went? Hello, who are you? I'm Maurice, and I've got a tight end. And I'm not talking about Rob Gronkowski.
Not quite like that.
I mean, like I said, I don't know. I haven't had the experience with law enforcement like you.
If that gets one person to not drink and drive and saves a life, I think it's fine.
I know it's going to get me not to drink and drive.
You have to break it down in the lowest common denominator. Hey, You don't want to have to worry about dropping the soap.
Like this is how it goes down.
This is how it goes down. Yeah, yeah. I applaud the guy. I don't think they should have taken it down nor apologized.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why they didn't take it down.
I mean, I get it because everybody's so sensitive.
Well,
I mean, it's the police department, right? In Kentucky. Right. So yeah, no. Like, had it been maybe like your friend or somebody else posted that picture and said that, okay, people might laugh at it, but it's the police. They shouldn't be doing that.
But we know that's what goes on in jail.
Right, but
well, not we.
What they're saying.
You know, having been locked up, we don't know that kind of stuff.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I've never had to deal with that end of law enforcement like you.
No, I've never had to deal with that either, so
I'm
anyway.
Just saying.
Anyway.
You have been behind bars.
Briefly. Very briefly. As a young kid.
I can imagine
all the misunderstanding.
I imagine it felt like an eternity.
Oh, sure did. Sure. I wasn't saying this is nice. Looking around going, oh, this ain't so bad. No, it sucked. I wanted out of there.
Group showers?
Not for me. Not for me.
I don't know. I don't know that I believe that.
I believe it. Do you believe it? Mm-mm.
I mean, tying a rope around the soap or whatever, that would be smart, because then if you drop it, you could just pull the string. If they made them like that,
shower's over after
instead of bending yeah. over.
You drop the soap, shower time is done.
Yep.
I'll catch you next go round.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon called out President Donald Trump.
You must have been loving that.
Belting
look at,
out.
Hold on.
What?
Look at that. She didn't even want to call him president.
No,
she was just going to say Donald Trump.
Yeah, she started choking in her larynx there.
She couldn't even bring herself to say the word President Trump.
Erica, wow. After all he's done for the people of Puerto Rico.
You're so transparent in your hatred of our president.
That's right.
Well,
no
anyways,
bueno, Jerrica. No bueno.
He's saying his updated version
Who's
of Bob Dylan. Jimmy Fallon okay. Was talking about President Donald
wow.
Trump.
Wow.
I didn't mean to. I just did like
a second time,
wow.
Gio. Wow.
I mean, are you really surprised?
A little bit.
We've often pulled her aside off air and discussed with her trying to push her anti-Trump agenda on the radio.
I'm really not. I don't even talk politics.
We've had conversations.
Jerrica, you lost. You lost.
You got to let it go.
Yeah, yeah. Your girl lost. She ran a good fight until it came time to vote.
All right.
Then she effed it up.
Then she dropped the soap.
Then she dropped the soap.
Well, anyways, he did a newer version of Bob Dylan's The Times.
They are changing.
Sorry. See, clearly I just can't read today. So we have the audio here of a little bit. You can kind of skip it up a little.
I like that. The Times, they are a changing.
There you go.
Bob, what is this?
It's the Bob Dylan song from the 60s. I think it's the 60s.
This is Bob Dylan?
No, this is Jimmy Fallon.
Changing the lyrics to Bob Dylan.
I bet it's brilliant.
Of course. Yeah, right. Yeah. Come gather around, people, wherever you're on. And it means speaks louder than those who condone. Between to you is worth saving.
I like Jimmy Fallon, but that's just garbage.
See, I don't like Jimmy Fallon. He is my least favorite.
I like him. He does some funny stuff.
Where's the jokes in this? Are there jokes in here?
No. I mean, I don't know. I didn't say he was joking. He's just calling him out on certain things.
Who?
President Donald Trump.
That's right. Now, what's his middle initial?
I don't know.
J.
Okay.
J stands for
Haley.
Yeah, Haley J.
I mean, in my world, it does.
But that's
just me.
Oh, let me tell you something. In Trump's world, it does, too. In President Trump's world, Jerrica. All right.
Whatever. WWE's executive Triple H got a custom
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
World Paul Heavyweight Championship belt done for the Eagles. It's a gold-plated replica of the belt, and
so what? What again? What is?
Anytime, let me translate.
Thank you.
Anytime a sports franchise wins a championship,
right?
The WWE always sends them a WWE championship belt.
Okay.
With the, and usually it'll say like Eagles, or it'll say, you know, whatever team has won. And they send it to them, and usually they'll be carrying it in the parade. You know, it's
well, okay.
It's a thing WWE does.
Yeah, riding on the coattails of other champions.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I think it's cool.
And who was the person that, the Triple H?
Yeah. Triple H.
Is he still relevant to the game? Is he still wrestling, though?
He wrestles like once or twice a year.
Okay.
But he's high up management in corporate WWE.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he's one of the top guys there in their corporate.
Mm-hmm. Sinbad game. Went off on...
Who?
Sinbad.
Did you see this?
Is it 1984? Nobody told me. No, I did not see this.
Oh, my gosh. I saw this. I laughed.
Okay.
I laughed aloud.
What happened?
Yeah, basically, he was commenting on the drama that was going down with Justin Timberlake and his performance.
What was the drama?
Bringing in Prince and the hologram.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people did not like that Justin Timberlake used an image of Prince during the halftime show, and that he sang a duet with a Prince backing track.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So people were upset about that. But apparently he also, I guess he didn't like Prince or Prince didn't like him. And he had Sinbad had said that he had a diss track
with
Prince.
And tweeted out at a Cat Name or Geo on Air or Jericho on Air. If you know the track that Justin Timberlake disses Prince on, I did hear that. But I don't remember. How can you diss Prince?
I'm pretty sure he says it.
Even if you don't. Okay.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to deal with this Twitter storm that started when I said what I said about Justin Timberlake at halftime with the halftime show. It wasn't the show. Justin Timberlake is talented.
How old is Sinbad now? He's got to be 70 years old.
I featured for him at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Gross.
He was a nice guy. He was a very nice guy. He stood on the side of the stage and watched my entire show.
I'm shocked that we're talking about Sinbad. That's one of the stories after the Super Bowl in 2018.
Hey, man, that's what Jerry Capool.
No, I saw this multiple places.
Oh, okay.
He's 61.
Never say wasn't talented. He's incredible catch, incredible performer. What I was dealing with was three incidents. The Janet Jackson incident, where after they did at their halftime show, where he pulled the bra thing off and they showed a nipple, and then he said, "Yo, man, it goes down like that sometime." And then he backed up and apologized because he wanted to do the Grammys, and Janet never did, and he kind of just left her in the lurch.
He did do that. He did do that, Gio. He did kind of reverse course and put the blame on Janet.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Right. Could have said something public. Could have apologized. Maybe made up later, but we don't know about it. I don't want to hear about somebody's 20 or 19 or 18 because you're never too young or too old to say, "Hey, I'm sorry." All right. Second thing, Prince. Prince did not diss him. Prince said, when the song came out, said, "I'm bringing sexy back." That wasn't about Prince. It was like a diss to R&B and funk when they said our music wasn't sexy anymore, but Justin Timberlake's going to bring sexy back.
Was that what he's pissed about?
I found the lyric. It says, Prince fans angrily pointed out on Twitter that Timberlake previously dissed Prince on Timbaland's 2007 track, Give It To Me, which also featured Nelly Furtado on the song. JT sang, quote, "We missed you on the charts last week. Damn, that's right, you wasn't there. Now, if sexy never left, then why is everybody on my S? Don't hate on me just because you didn't come up with it."
How do we know that's directed at Prince, though?
I don't know. I don't get it.
If it is, that is a diss. I mean, it's a diss. One man's truth is another man's diss.
Now, if sexy never left, then why is everybody on my...
So this is what I would say. Maybe there is a quote attributed to Prince where he said... Once I'm Bringing Sexy Back came out, that sexy never left, which sounds like something Prince would say.
Maybe.
And so that's how people know that that's a direct remark to Prince.
It says the lyrics reference Timberlake's 2006 single Sexy Back, which topped the charts despite initially receiving negative marks from critics. However, it is also a reference to Prince, who poked fun at Sexy Back during a performance at the post-Emmy Awards party in 2006. Prince reportedly said, quote, "For whoever is claiming they are bringing sexy back, sexy never left."
Ah.
Which was okay. So Prince threw the first...
His first salvo, yeah.
He threw the first punch at Justin Timberlake.
He drew pretty first much. Blood, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as Prince is alive, sexy's already here. Prince said, when he said, "I'm bringing sexy back," Prince said, "We don't need to bring sexy back. Sex never left."
I just said that, Sinbad.
That's what I said there.
Leave Sinbad alone.
Third time, he, I just said that,
at
Sinbad.
At an award show, Prince wasn't there to accept the award. So he said, "I accept for Prince." And he kneeled down. Like, okay, I'm short now. I can answer for Prince.
Oh, wow, that's cold, Gio. Yeah, that's not good. You can't be making short jokes.
Prince, dude, you should have pulled the mic stand up. That's all I'm saying. So this is what I say. Yeah, was he being funny? But would you have done that if Prince was sitting in the audience? If you can't do it with a person in the audience, you shouldn't do it while they're not there.
I'm with Sinbad, Gio. Sexy never left and don't make short jokes.
Nah.
I know, I could care less.
So, so now people are pissed off because he did a Prince tribute?
Well, I think the primary thing is that Prince did state while he was alive that he did not agree with the hologram singing and the duets that never happened. I think he said if I was meant to sing with Nat King Cole or somebody else, that he would have been born
he
in the same
time. He said if I was meant to jam with Duke Ellington, we would have lived in the same age.
Yeah, and so, and I believe Sheila E. made Justin Timberlake aware of that.
I have Justin Timberlake when he put the mic down when he was accepting an award for
right,
Prince.
You have the audio?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Prince couldn't be here, so I'd like to accept this award on his behalf. And thank you. There we go.
Yeah, that's funny.
Was Prince short?
He's famously short. Yeah. I think like 5'3 or something like that.
Man, I'm Team Timberlake.
I mean, he also expressed that he's been a fan of Prince and he was inspiring to him. So I don't think it's clearly not a diss.
Man, like, he wasn't a fan.
I don't know, though.
It was fan service to Minneapolis.
Do you make a short joke about someone of Prince's stature, no pun intended? I'm just saying. He's Prince.
Why not? Who cares? He's still, at the end of the day, a human being. Why can't you?
If you're making a short joke about Prince, that's a straight-up dig.
Yeah. I mean, and
Come on.
Nobody is above that, but he's not a comedian.
That's saying Prince is beneath me.
Yeah.
No, but you guys, you just said it. We're getting too sensitive. So, like, this is being too sensitive. Like, calm down.
He's not
being disrespectful.
It's about respect. It's not an overly sensitive issue as far as, oh, it's mean that he did that. It's just about respect. I mean,
but if he didn't respect him, he wouldn't have had him in his show.
Here's what Timberlake said. He said that he asked Roots drummer Questlove, a friend of Prince, if the tribute would be appropriate. And it says, quote, Questlove is the encyclopedia on music, but I also feel like a gatekeeper of Prince. So if I got a thumbs up from Questlove, I'm good.
I think the issue was not the Prince tribute, but that he was singing over Prince and he had a forced duet.
Well, Sinbad is saying that Justin Timberlake was taking disses and making fun of Prince.
Well, he did.
Yeah, and then now he's trying to, you know, prop him up.
Yeah, I mean, Sinbad, shut up.
Who cares about Sinbad?
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
I guess some people were pissed off that Prince was, he was anti-hologram.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's what I was saying.
But they just projected him up on a screen, right?
But they projected him on a screen, but they used the audio as well.
Right.
So it wasn't that Prince was anti-hologram. He was anti-somebody singing along with another artist as if it was meant to be.
Well,
like
then stick around next time, and maybe you can perform for yourself.
He said it was demon-like. It represented demon-like things.
Here's the thing. Just do the song. You don't need, I mean, because if you, and I think Mike Halter pointed this out, or actually it was Galvin. When you have Prince's voice there as well, it just points out what a far superior singer Prince was than you.
I didn't know. I watched the replay of it. I didn't realize that Prince was that prominent in the track.
He wasn't prominent, but his voice was there.
Like, until people pointed it out,
right?
I didn't realize that was Justin Timberlake singing, I guess, a fake duet with Prince.
Yeah, he was singing a fake, and I think that's the main issue. It's just like, all right, you want to sing whatever it was, Let's Go Crazy or whatever the song was, just do it.
Man, can't people just watch the damn performance and just enjoy it for what it is? Like, listen, everybody got to break things down and get outrage.
It's annoying.
Now, understand this. I had no outrage. I left Dom's party during halftime. I didn't even watch the show.
Like, people are blowing up Twitter. They're all pissed off. Like, can't you just watch the halftime show and move on with your day?
That's not the world we live in anymore.
You got Sinbad trying to chime in and start. Who cares?
Maybe him and Prince was boys.
Who cares?
Apparently Sinbad cares.
A lot of people care. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's true. It's not just,
And then they take to the streets and eat handfuls of horse poo.
The white folk did.
Wasn't the Prince fans?
Wasn't Prince fans.
And Prince sucks.
Oh, shut up, Prince. He did suck towards the end. King, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Yeah, I had a question. You know, it said Timberlake was accepting a award for Prince.
Right.
So obviously they were friends, so it seems to me like he was just joking around that he would have known about it.
Well, the reason he accepted the award because he was the presenter of the category, and he was the one that was on stage.
Yeah, he may not have been friends. The thing is, somewhat you're getting...
I'm still team friends.
All right, thanks, King. Yeah, to me, and listen, I'm a jokester. That's what I do. I'm a joke maker.
You are?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know at that right precise moment where he's getting an award that I would have chosen that time to make the joke. Yeah, but it was funny, though.
Kiss my ass, Prince. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Timberlake, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, the man brought sexy back.
Yeah. You know?
All right.
Did he do the thong song, too?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's racist.
Thong.
What? No, Prince didn't do the thong song. Dummy.
I thought he did.
No, are you being serious?
Yeah.
No, that was Ski-Lo.
Ski-Lo?
No, he did that song, I Wish I Was a Baller.
Who the hell is Ski-Lo?
Sexy Back was the kid went from Drew Hill with the blonde hair.
Nah.
Oh, hold on.
Who was it?
I thought Prince did the thong song.
Nah, why would you think?
Because it sounds like
Cisco,
Prince.
Cisco.
Well, Crisco did it instead.
Yeah, Crisco, the Crisco
no,
kid.
No, Cisco.
Whatever. Fake news.
Right, it sounds like Prince.
It doesn't.
It does.
It really doesn't.
Not being a Prince fan.
I can't believe you thought Prince did the thong song.
Why? I don't think that's too much of a stretch to think that.
I haven't heard it in a while. Is that you have it?
Yeah.
All right. I want to see if it sounds like
it. It does not
a
sound
lot
like
of people
him.
Thought that the thong
no,
song was Prince.
No, there was the whole thing about the video with Cisco in it and not Prince.
Right.
Prince is not in the video?
Plus, Cisco's name was on the album.
This thing right here.
It sounds like Prince.
Hold on.
He's letting all the ladies know what guys talk about.
I mean, that's kind of similar.
Thank you. See?
But he hasn't started singing.
Right.
I'm not that far off.
No.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Thank you.
Sounds a little bit like you're Prince. Shaking
that bitch, like I accept your apology. Devilish. It sounds like Prince.
It does, you're right.
I thought it was.
Jerrica, right? She
does. No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but if you listen to the song, you really think that this is Prince?
He brought sexy back, or he was never left sexy left. What is sexier than a thong?
Yeah, and
dumps like a truck.
You got dumps like a truck. You sexy.
That's Prince all day.
I mean, it's not
dong,
as...
Dong, dong, dong. This is a great song.
This
was
like
my
song.
Favorite Prince song until just now when I found out it's not a Prince song.
I give it to you. It could sound like
this
a Prince
blows
song.
Purple Rain out the water.
Oh, shut up.
Out the water. not even close.
That is not true.
Not even close.
That is fake news right there.
Great song.
All right. Derek, are you
living
done?
The vida yes. loca.
What do we got?
Dumb like a truck. Truck.
As I would.
Yeah.
All right.
Crank it up. I got to hear this. All night long. Let me see that song. I miss you, Prince.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.